brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 13th day of December 2010. We've got record cold temperatures across much of Europe, England, Canada, the United States. As you know, the Metrodome in Minnesota collapsed due to the record amounts of snow that had fallen on it, snow and ice. On the TSA front, India protests U.S. frisking of top diplomats. But again, this will create a discrimination issue if they allow the diplomats to not be frisked. Of course, diplomats, when they're flying on private aircraft, cannot be frisked, and diplomatic pouches cannot be searched. I mean, why let bus drivers drive buses? We need TSA on board to make sure they don't use the bus as a weapon. But then who watches the TSA? Our new federal police force that's now fanning out into the streets of America. So we're going to be discussing that as well. Also, Cablegate. Information immunization program, getting us ready for all the corruption to come out. We've already seen the system basically doing that, admitting, oh, we grow the opium in Afghanistan. Oh, the government makes fake bin Laden videos. Great article by Max Axiom up at Infowars.com dealing with that. Yesterday on the Sunday broadcast, I got some into the real shadow ruling government on this planet. And I want to get back into more of that briefly coming up at the bottom of the hour, and the fact that people are in denial about these financial megapowers that are operating in the shadows, but more and more are coming out into plain view. Of course, I discussed mainstream news from 2 years ago where the Queen of England went in with her governor general and just shut down the parliament not once but twice and said, you vote the way I want or you're disbanded and I'll take full dictatorial control. Oh, a nice old lady that likes to knit. It's the same thing in the Netherlands. The queen can take over the government anytime she wants. She owns, along with the Queen of England, Dutch Royal Shell and BP. They both own large stakes or controlling stakes in those. I mean, think about it. The Queen of England, with all these dozens of commonwealths, rules them, and you can have a parliament as long as you do what we say, and as long as you pay us the taxes. But then you talk to a Brit or a Canadian or an Australian, most of them go, the Queen doesn't run anything. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory when it's in plain view. It's the same thing with the private banking cartel that controls our society. We're going to get into the economy, obviously. More and more economists have to admit there's no way to pay back this global mega debt. There's no way to pay off these well, over $1,000 trillion that the central bankers have created. And notice as soon as these lawsuits got filed against bankers that worked with Bernie Madoff in this scam, oh, Bernie Madoff ran the $100 billion-plus scam all by himself, and his sons didn't know. But one of the sons hung himself with a dog collar. And again, if you believe that, that news came out on Saturday, if you believe that, ladies and gentlemen, I got oceanfront property. I'm ready to sell you. It's not in Arizona. It's on the moon. And there's a swimming platform out there made of cheese. I mean, this is ridiculous. So if I ever get hung by a dog collar or hung from the London Bridge like that one banker did a decade or so ago, please remember, I'm never going to kill myself. I've got a zest and a gusto for life. And I want to be clear, I'm never going to kill myself. So we're going to be discussing some of that coming up today as well. Obviously, we've got the incredible Ice Age news that is unfolding and taking place. We've got the war on terror, climate and energy, incredible news on the health front. I tried to get to this yesterday, but I will today. More from the UN on forced relocation. We've got Charlotte Iserby popping in for just 30 minutes today. She's basically about to completely retire, so we're getting her on while we can. We're going to talk for 30 minutes about solutions against the federal corporate takeover of education. Then we've got Robert Groden on in the last 30 minutes, but the rest of the broadcast will be news, your phone calls, and a lot more. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to cover this first. Then I'm getting into the economy with the Madoff suicide, Arkansas. Big military developments around the world. The Russians shipping 1,800 anti-aircraft high-tech missiles to Venezuela. We've got India protesting U.S. frisking of top diplomats. I mean, people just won't come here. Other people haven't been drinking fluoride and watching 10 hours of TV a day and, you know, having uranium put in their drinking water, as the government admits they do, to sterilize the population. And they go, you're going to stick your hands under my blouse? You're going to stick your hand in my pants? You're going to frisk pilots who are trusted to fly the plane? No, I'm not coming to your country. We're like, but Nazi Germany's good. We love the army on the streets. And people are like, well, that's like Guatemala. Or that's like Nigeria or Indonesia during a coup or something. We don't want to go there. That's scary. It's land of the free, man. You don't like it? We got face scanning cameras. We got red light cameras. We got transponders. We got license plate readers. But our borders are wide open, too. The government's trying to fight the drugs when they're not caught shipping them in. I'm sorry. It's just so painful to watch this country being sucked into a black hole of oblivion. But I wanted to get to this first because we've talked about Anwar al-Awlaki being the admitted CIA operative, hanging out at the Pentagon, the number one active operative of Al-Qaeda. He's behind the underwear. He's behind the shoe bomber. He's behind the Christmas day guy that we already mentioned. He's behind the Fort Hood. He's now reportedly might be behind the latest patsy. And what's happening is the government has open immigration for people from Somalia, people from Sudan, people from all of these countries that are known to have basically the equivalent of Muslim hillbillies who really do want to kill the great Satan. They don't understand the great Satan is the banking cartel that runs our nation and use it as its own front. But their own countries are run by their own mini Satans, you know, with their corrupt mullahs and people who are all about Allah and being pious, but then have their own sex slaves, you know, back at the palace. I mean, the corruption of the Muslim states is legendary. Of course, the corruption of every country is legendary. That's the fallen nature of man. But they bring these people in. They protect them. And before I get into the Stockholm blast here, before I cover that, I just realized there's a type of a pun here, or not even so much of a pun. We have Stockholm syndrome with our abusive government. That's where people that are kidnapped or abused end up loving and admiring and worshiping their abusers. Some weak-minded people have a, survival mechanism. It's particularly found in women. Not that women are bad or weak, but physically weaker. So it's a way to kind of grovel and, I guess, sell your abusers on being nice to you. But that won't work with this military-industrial complex. It's like in Goldfinger. Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. They don't want us to just be slaves. Life isn't just cheap. We're seen as garbage, and the globalists want to take out the garbage. They want to get rid of us. So police probe Stockholm blast as act of terrorism. Bomber believed to be foreign sports student. A Muslim foreign student with some type of scholarship blew themselves up in a car. And they believe the bomb detonated before they got to where they wanted to go. And that's about right. I mean, if you're going to find a real terrorist to attack, it's going to be badly coordinated. It's going to be idiotic. It's going to be mindless. It's going to be low intensity. Asymmetrical. So Al-Qaeda, the best Al-Qaeda can do, goes from devastating attacks, NORAD standing down, aircraft from hundreds and hundreds of miles away with their transponders off, by line of sight, know how to fly into a major city and T-bone a tiny target comparatively, not once but twice. And all these top pilots on record go, I couldn't do that. But these guys who'd never flown a big plane and that couldn't even get a Cessna off the ground, the flight school in Florida said, Muhammad Atta just threw a fit and couldn't even get the plane off the ground, lied about his credentials just months before, magically they could do it. So, again, if you believe in the Tooth Fairy and things like that, you buy into it. But they go from these incredible attacks, but not just incredible attacks, incredible passports. Everything is magic in the official story to believe it. I mean, you know, Rumpelstiltskin level fairy tale. Emperor has no clothes. You know, the passport, not one but two, come out of their clothes, through the fireball, unscathed, fall in the dust. And not one but two were found by the FBI that day in all that chaos and several feet of dust and millions of pieces of paper flying around. Magically, they find them. But again, official story. I'm sure the government wouldn't lie to us. They care about us. You know, there's all those videos on the news of get back, they're going to blow up Building 7, but let's just ignore that. Or the molten steel, the firefighters talking about bombs, or Barry Jennings, the deputy head of emergency management in New York, talking about it, but oh, he died right after he spoke out. That was convenient. But let's just ignore all of that, of course. They go from these incredibly high-tech, James Bond couldn't carry this out. I mean, this is incredible. Can't get Cessnas off the ground, but they can do this. To now, they can't light their shoes on fire. Anybody who has a brain knows plastic explosive doesn't light. It does not detonate. You can throw a plastic explosive in a fire, and it would not blow up. It's designed to be safely used and triggered by electricity. But, hey, this bomber, somebody gives him plastic explosive, he tries to light it. Turns out the government gives it to him, helps him get on the plane. Same thing with the underwear bomber. He's let on the plane, protected, all admitted. State Department admits it, put on the plane. We've already covered that. Fort Hood guy for 2 years is talking to Anwar al-Awlaki. Turns out the government blocks any investigations, knows what he's about to do, lets him do it. So I'm not denying there aren't some lunatic Muslim extremists, but do I give up all my liberty and all my freedom and have Homeland Security take over my society because some idiot, Laurel and Hardy, might blow something up and kill somebody? When cars kill almost 400,000 a year? When prescription drugs are killing hundreds of thousands a year? When lightning's killing hundreds and hundreds a year? When bee stings are killing over 100 a year? Do I crawl under my table because there might be a bumblebee flying around outside? Do I need TSA men in uniforms with special guns to kill bumblebees because somebody might get stung and die? I mean, think about it, folks. It's asinine. The media, even if you don't believe it's an inside job, they sit there and throw it in your face. Scary Muslim, scary turban, scary man with beard. He gets you. Meanwhile, the government just, oh, you're a foreigner? Oh, you're a Muslim? Come on in. So they can play us all off against each other. And it goes on and on and on. And in every single case, it turns out the government is building the bombs, training them, going out and finding them. And these people always have very low IQs. In many cases, they're borderline retarded. In the case of the 93 World Trade Center bomb, where they recruited them, created it, cooked the bomb, put the detonator in it. Their informant said, okay, let's bust them. And they said, the bombing goes forward. So Ahmad Salam recorded the FBI, and that's why he didn't go to prison. It's the same story over and over again. I can't tell you how many times I've had cops come up in plain clothes and go, you want to do something violent? We ought to blow something up, Alex. And I'm just like, come on, cop. I don't work for your narcotics trafficking government. Oh, that's another issue. I'm going to get into that later. The CBC was here Friday, and they said, man, the Austin police don't like you. This was a really professional, you know, nice news guy with them, seasoned, older, middle-aged fella. And in fact, I got his card right over here. Really nice guy. But the point is that I said, well, what did the Austin police say about me? And I said, why were you talking to the Austin police? I'll just tell the story now and then get back into the stage bombings. And he goes, well, you know, we've got to get a permit to shoot. And I said, even in my studio? And he said, yes. See, that's the new, not even law, it's just color of law that's being created where the big corporations order their employees and their contractors to go get a permit. And the city of Austin has a regulation to shoot anywhere in the city limits. You got to pay the city of Austin money, and the police kind of, we don't know if we'll issue this permit for you to be able to talk to Alex in Austin. I mean, folks, the freedom's all gone. They just know it'll be challenged in court, so the Austin police went, okay, we'll issue the permit for you to go to Alex's office and interview him. And then the corporation teamed up, MSNBC, Fox, they all do it, teamed up with these people, they go and get permits every time. So it's creating a precedent. So that's why I can be anywhere in the country. Up in Kansas City, Aaron and Jacobson were at a World War II memorial a half mile from the Federal Reserve at a city park, videotaping it, and a car pulls up with on-duty federal security guards with guns. And they said, you don't videotape our building. You don't have a permit. And they said, leave now. And they had their hands on their guns, the videos on the web, or you're going to jail. They went, try me. That's what America is. Just people in black uniforms walking up and saying, look, you don't have freedom. And the sticking the hands down the pants is meant to train us. But then I went further. I said, what'd they say? And the guy was, this is after the interview. He goes, I don't want to get into it, but man, you got a scary job. And I was like, what? I mean, that's what America is a creepy Austin Police Department, a bunch of commissars who we don't know if we're going to give you a permit to interview Alex Jones. Oh, where's the free association? Where is any of it? And the guy said, no, our company makes us get it, and you ought to see New York. He went on, sometimes they just deny it. Then we have to have someone leave the city to interview him, basically. I mean, this is what we've turned into. This is what we are. It's pathetic. We've got to ask permission to the government. Government, can I get a permit to wipe my nose or tie my shoelaces? And the government, imagine the APD. You're going to interview Alex Jones? Oh, he's bad. I mean, in America, the police are between me and a TV station?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans, and the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
It's so creepy.
I hurt myself
to know that police all over the U.S. are arresting people who videotape them in public, but the government's got face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras, CIA in every major city, completely illegal, tracking everyone's credit card purchases in real time and admitting it. And that Threat Fusion Center FEMA camp special Ventura did, he interviewed the head of the Colorado Fusion Center, one of the most important in the country, and he admitted they track everything in real time. It's totally illegal. But then we go to the police department Are we allowed CBC to come and talk to Alex? Yes. Here's your $50 for your permit. I mean, and I watch these libertarian groups in Austin go get permits for demonstrations. I don't. And the cops show up, so you got to have a permit. And I go, only if I'm blocking a road. See, that's how this started over 100 years ago. They would want to have parades to shut down major roads. Of course you got to get a permit for that. The cops got to come out, and they've got to run security on it and block the highway. But see, they take something like that and expand it out to everything. But, you know, I know there are a lot of nice Austin cops where I live. I've run into them. I've talked to them. A lot of them are listeners. But, man, it's so creepy to know that the police are so bold that whoever's in that permitting department would talk trash about yours truly to an international media outlet that's producing the show, not just for Canadian TV, but British and U.S. television. I mean, the reporter was shocked by and wouldn't tell me everything they said. Man, how creepy. How creepy. This country is in a lot of trouble. Hey, cops, you think your bank account's safe? You think your kid's future's safe? You think the economy's safe? When you're allowed to act and behave like that, you've been given all this illegitimate power because we got crooks running this country. Grow up. Man, I just can't believe it. Cops, I want you to have all your liberty and freedom. I want this to be a free country. But you're on power trips, and you know it. So I'm not afraid of whatever you do to me. I just want that to be on record. It's the sins you're going to commit. It's on you. It's on you, but that is creepy. And you don't care. A lot of you are just worldly fools who don't understand. And you will understand, though. Let me get back into this. Swedish military had prior knowledge of suicide blast. Before I get into this, let's play Geraldo Rivera, who's now come out and said he's looking at 9/11 being an inside job. Judge Andrew Napolitano's come out and said that there's no way the official story's true. Man, I tell you, this is courage. And on Fox News, of all places, and George Soros' Media Matters got real angry. And but here's Geraldo Rivera pointing out the truth to Bill Dum Dum O'Reilly. Here it is.
All right, real quick, we only have 90 seconds. Another Muslim guy arrested in Maryland by the FBI in a sting operation. Apparently this guy wanted to blow up a military recruiting center.
Bogus. Absolutely.
All right, just
bogus.
Tell us what happened.
Antonio Martinez, a 21-year-old, converts to Muslim. He's writing on his Facebook page, I hate people who hate Islam. I hate people who don't believe in the prophet. I'm really, really pissed off at what's going on in Iraq and Afghanistan. So what happens? Some informers tip off the FBI that
right.
This guy is writing this crap in his Facebook. They send in, undercover people posing as radicals,
right.
And they seduce this kid.
And you were there. You heard
the
this seduction.
Same way they seduce the
you
people
know
from
them?
Newburgh, New York. Same way they seduce the people.
But wait a minute.
Sears,
how can you say
Power,
that? You
conspiracy.
Weren't there. You don't know.
They seduced him in the same way they did that young man in Oregon.
You're ignoring.
But the problem is, Bill, we
you
have
don't know.
These FBI agents with not much to do use their ample resources.
I'm surprised at
no,
you.
No, this
you
is
don't
these entrapment
know.
Cases are fake.
Let it go
They're not
in.
Real crimes. This person took no overt act to commit a crime until he met the FBI informant who set him up. This is a gullible youngster. If we use
depends
our resources,
on
our valuable
path.
Resources
right.
to get these
we
people.
Got your point. Let me rebut it, and I got to
okay.
go. It depends on the pathway to the proposed violence.
All right, that's and enough. The issue is, remember in 2006, they said an army of black Muslims was going to attack and, quote, make war against the U.S. and overthrow and attack the Capitol, the Pentagon, the White House. Turned out it was literally mentally retarded or close to mentally retarded, some of them. 21 down to 14 black Rastafarian type Christians. And the feds told them, gave them hundreds of thousands of dollars, bought them a warehouse, rented a warehouse, gave them uniforms, told them, I'll give you $10,000 more this week, $40,000 more next week, if you'll go videotape the Miami Federal Building. I mean, it's just made up. And that's probably what happened in Stockholm. We're going to cover it when we come back and then get into the other news. I'm going to open the phones up right now, 800-259-9231 on any of these issues I've mentioned or anything you want to talk about, 800-259-9231, first-time callers. I want to hear from first-time callers at least during this hour. We'll be right back. Charlotte Iserby coming up live and Robert Groden, top JFK expert.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, gold and silver are blasting back up today, and here's the Bloomberg headline. Gold may beat silver, lifting ratio by as much as 20%, technical analysts believe. More and more, the fiat currencies are being devalued, and it is accelerating the awakening of the world population to the fact that gold and silver are king in a hyperinflation type situation. Okay, let's go ahead and get back into the report that I was just covering. Swedish military had prior knowledge of suicide blast. This is Paul Joseph Watson's article, but he has links to some of the major mainstream Swedish newspapers. I will not try to butcher. Okay, I'll do it for entertainment purposes, though this is not a funny issue. Försvarsmakten. I guess that's their military employee. That's not the newspaper. I can't pronounce this other one. The point is, Swedish military had prior knowledge of suicide blast. Armed Forces staffer sent text message warning acquaintances to stay away from shopping street. Same thing happened in Mumbai. Same thing happened in Dubai. Same thing has happened with Oklahoma City on record. That came out in the news at the time of the Oklahoma City bombing, that the ATF was not there that day on the ninth floor and threatened local police and others to and emergency workers to bandage up non-existent wounds and to tell people that they were in the rubble. And cop of the year refused, so they murdered him, killed him real good, Terrence Yankee. And also some of the other people refused, so they died mysterious deaths. Very nice people at the BATF. Swedish military had prior knowledge of suicide blast, and it goes on here. It says, the Swedish military had prior knowledge of the suicide blast, which hit a busy shopping street in central Stockholm on Saturday, suggesting the attack was allowed to go ahead in order to bolster the flagging global war on terror. Swedish troops, by the way, are in Afghanistan. A Swedish Armed Forces employee warned an acquaintance to stay clear of the area in central Stockholm on Saturday, where several hours later two explosions went off in what is being called a terrorist attack, reports the local English-language Swedish newspaper. The TT news agency obtained a copy of the text, which was sent to the military staffer. Wow, they even have it. If you can avoid Drottin Nagatan today, a lot can happen there. So just so you know. By the way, people always say it's a rumor that there were warnings not to be in the towers. The towers were at about half occupancy. But still, they only had about 30% of the regular occupants in there that should have been in there at that time. And I have the Jerusalem Post and the other news articles that reported that the text company, they've since changed their name, did warn their 4,000 employees in the building to get out. And there were other companies that warned people. I mean, that's in the newspaper. And you cannot deny that only about a third of the people that should have been in there, you know, with the tenant ratio they had, and the buildings were only half filled to capacity because they had asbestos and other problems. But the issue was of the 50% occupancy they had, there was only a third of those that would regularly be there. But side issue. Swedish military had prior knowledge of suicide blast. And here it is. Armed Forces spokesperson Jonas Sevenson initially said he was unaware of the message, but would be checking into its origins. Swedish military sources later acknowledged the authenticity of the message and said they were preparing how to deal with the issue. And it goes on. Intelligence advisor Professor Wilhelm Agrell said the Swedish authorities may have known in advance of the suicide bombing, but military spokesman Eric Lagerstein denied any prior knowledge of the statement. We don't know, but a lot of times government just bombs things themselves. A lot of times they'll take somebody who they already don't like or think is guilty. That's kind of how it works. Well, you've been busted a few times for other crimes. We're just going to frame you for this. Yeah, this guy is already a criminal. Let's just say he raped the girl and plant evidence. And it comes out over and over again worldwide that police forces do this. Every major crime lab in the U.S., from San Francisco to Houston to Dallas to the FBI crime lab, on record, just total fraud. They want somebody framed, they frame them. And by the way, they'll take your blood and then go plant it. And they don't care. See, you can't trust the government. It's out of control. But and look, I don't even dislike police. Most beat cops are out there actually helping people. I haven't seen cops changing tires and helping old ladies. There's a lot of good people. It's just a job. They want to help people. But the higher ups, the higher you go in any government agency, especially law enforcement or security, look at Russia. It's run by its security services more and more today. I mean, every country is. It's pathetic. Let's stop denying it and get back to the bedrock of the republic where we know what tyranny is and we stand up against it. Not that we sell tyranny as security. And it just goes on from there. Police probe Stockholm blast as act of terrorism. No kidding. But, you know, they take him. They drug him. That's one of the CIA's favorite ways to kill somebody. They take you. they drug you, and they stick you in a car, and then they have a bread truck run into you a couple times. Or they drug you and put you in the street and then run over you. Or they drug you and put you on a motorcycle and then run over you. And it's one of their favorite ways to do it. But that's how they killed Princess Diana. Had the crash and then waited 45 minutes to give her any aid. And she told everybody, Charles told me he's going to kill me. But, oh, that's not evidence. You know, we have videotapes and audio of her saying it. And she was pregnant and they couldn't allow that. But I'm done talking about that for now. It's always the same M.O., just as Geraldo Rivera said. By the way, Jaron, we have Geraldo Rivera's producer's number because I've been on his show twice. I want to get Geraldo Rivera on. I mean, if he's got the huevos, which he obviously does, to come out and start questioning 9/11, let's get him on. I mean, I just can't. I mean, what does that mean that Judge Napolitano has come on the air and said the official story of 9/11 is impossible? Geraldo's starting to come out. Glenn Beck is saying the government's going to stage in Oklahoma City to blame it on conservatives, which the liberals, so-called liberals, basically admit publicly they're getting ready to do. That's how arrogant they are. We have to talk about this. Look, Bush is a puppet. Obama's a puppet. It's these globalist forces that are doing this. I mean, even the New York Times yesterday came out and said secretive, shadowy banking group runs all the derivatives and the stock market is rigged, but they went on to say it's a good thing. I think I'm kidding. I've got it here in the stack. Hold on. Here it is. Document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. A secretive banking elite rules trading in derivatives. There's the headline. I'll go back into that later. All right, I want to go to your phone calls. I've got new WikiLeaks info and a bunch of other news and a bunch on the economy. But let's go to Rick in Arizona. Rick, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Hey, listen, I don't get to hear your show live often, so I wanted to go back to something from your Friday and Sunday show about the Walmart and the DHS deal.
Sure.
I got a story for you Saturday. I was in Target because I stopped going into Walmart. Well, then I realized when I was in there what you were talking about, Target was going to be involved in all this also. And you cannot believe what happened. I was in there with my girlfriend, and we bought a bottle of $6 wine, and I was carded. Okay? I'm in my 50s. She says, I need your driver's license so I can scan it. I said, no, ma'am, you're not going to scan my driver's license, and she refused to sell it to me.
Oh, no, they're already putting in vending machines where you've got a breathalyzer, thumbprint, digital scan, swipe your card, and soon, this is admitted, the big retailing giants have been having meetings going back more than 15 years that I've read, where all the grocery stores, all the malls will be kiosked, where you've got where a vending machine basically gives you the products and all that will be, but listen. This has been in the Minneapolis news. In fact, it was in the news last week. In fact, guys, it was a Examiner article. I forget the headline. You guys found it. It was something like Target involved in Homeland Security. But the issue is Target has a development company that's designed most of the a lot of the face scanning cameras, the surveillance that's in stores everywhere, not just Target. They donate money nationwide to put face scanning cameras up on street corners. That's actually in the news. And you notice a lot of Targets have a card reader that actually takes your card away from you. And notice when you're at the airport, they put you in the glass box like you're in a European trial or a trial in the Middle East where you're in the cage. It's all about teaching you psychologically that you're bad, the state is good. So they can treat you like a criminal because they are the criminals. So, yeah, absolutely. I have seen them card. I'm not exaggerating. Old people on walkers buying pipe tobacco. And they admit they're getting you ready for a national sales tax where you must swipe to buy and sell anything. Because it's going to be a graduated sales tax. Some will be exempt. And this is the pure tracking control grid. They've got a system IDing all electronic devices. They now have smart systems where they have data through the power that goes into your house, and all the major new appliances coming out have chips that interface. Then they surveil you through your refrigerator, through your washer, your dryer, I mean, you cannot make this up, but I'm sorry for interrupting. Finish your story.
Oh, that's fine. Well, I also did see a police officer. I was so caught off guard at the moment. You know, just, you know, I listen to you all the time, and when I go through this, I talk to people about it, and
did you not buy the wine?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'll tell you what happened. After that happened, I see a police officer walking through, and I did not think to look to see if it was a TSA guy like one of the callers yesterday was talking about.
Oh, yeah, they're now in the stores, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I looked at the screen, and it says scan driver's license or punch in birth date. I said, well, you'll have to punch my birth date, and you're not scanning my card. And she said, well, I'll have to call a manager. I said, well, you'll call a manager then. So
by the way,
she called the manager.
Target's biggest business, along with Walmart, is selling your data to the government. And that was in Wired Magazine just 3 weeks ago. So that's why they want the loyalty cards, the credit cards. Their whole business, in fact, again, 8 years ago, guys, print the article or show it on screen, USA Today, scoff laws caught while ordering pizzas. The big three pizza companies, when you give them your credit card and name, they run your location through a database of wanted people. And instead of getting a pizza, you get a SWAT team raid. So, again, guilty until proven innocent, and they're getting money for that. See, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, so she calls the manager, and while she's standing there, she goes, I told her I wasn't blaming her directly, that she's doing what she's told. And she goes, all I want is to get my paycheck. And I go, you're one of the reasons this country is going the way it is. That's all you care about. You don't care about what's going on around us. Well, the manager comes up, and he all he did was ask me what my birthday was. I could have gave him 7476, and he wouldn't have known the difference.
Well, notice, though, having TSA not be allowed to use common sense is about robotic control. Police are taught robotic control. They catch little girls with Luden's cough drops that can be sold in the candy section. They have no drugs in them, and they arrest them. And it's about mindless obedience, zero tolerance, where, okay, I've got a World War II vet, and I've seen this happen, with an oxygen tank. The guy can barely walk, or an old lady in a wheelchair who looks like she's about to die. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make them stand up, even though their daughter's telling me they can't walk. I mean, this is abusing old people, handicaps. And it's about the mindlessness of it. They want drones that will follow orders. That's why I used to go on this Diamond Shamrock. Now it's Valero when I lived in South Austin. And there was a fan who was a manager in there. And this is about 7 years ago now. And he took me behind the counter and he said, look at this. I've been told to swipe everybody's card. And look, it's got whether you've got an arrest record or whatever. If I hit this key, it lets me into the database. And he was showing me that he could pull my record up. And he could pull up. I mean, it's incredible. And so this grid's been built, and now they're going to start announcing it to all the clerks and people. That's why they're involving Homeland Security now with the telescreens inside the Walmarts and other stores, is because now they're the little agents. And most of them, you know, minimum wage on a power trip, are going to love being secret agents. Look, I flew into San Francisco a month and a half ago. 11 o'clock at night. We're exhausted. The flight was delayed. I go up to Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and I look at the lady, and I say, yeah, it's History Channel's paid for this car. And she goes, oh, I can see it, but my computer's not working. It was real weird. And I told her, okay, well, they're supposed to pay for it. And she said, well, go ahead and give me your card. I promise later I'll run it on theirs. Of course, that never happened. She ran mine, and now it turns out theirs as well. So it's just, they're also, I guess when they're on power trips, be as corrupt as you want. But I noticed her with like the, you know, 10 people ahead of me while I'm sitting there for 45 minutes. People walk up and they go, oh, hi, what are you in town for? And she's watching them on a little power trip, getting off on it. I'm here to see my mom. Well, why? Oh, how's your mommy? How long are you going to be here? And she's sitting there typing. And I walk up. I know it's Homeland Security spying. I know it's part of Patriot Act compliance. And she started asking me questions. Oh, TV, what type of production? And I said, look, I know you're doing this for, you know, for government stuff. Just well, let me get the car and get out of here. But she showed me, though. She went ahead and ran my card. She showed me $900 I didn't know. She showed me good, because she's got the authority. She's like a corrupt cop now. And I'll never use Enterprise again, but it doesn't matter. They've got all the other companies under their control. And so she did all that to me. And then she said, is this your address? And read an address that is where I really live. There's an address out there on the web that's not where I really live. And I've got my driver's license to another address. And that address is not public. And I said, yeah, that's my real address. She said, I know it is. She's got power for the bankers. They're going to, she's part of the power now. And when they take everything she's got, she'll be part of it, enjoying it. I mean, this is just a nation of scum control freaks just getting off on all of this pure evil. We've got some huge breaking news. Obama's health care law ruled unconstitutional over insurance requirement. Bloomberg, the Obama administration requirement that most citizens maintain minimum health coverage as part of the broad overhaul of the industry is unconstitutional because it forces people to buy insurance, a federal judge ruled, striking down the linchpin of the president's plan. Well, what about the fact that he's given out 500 and something waivers now to McDonald's and others to, where there are hundreds of thousands of employees don't have to have insurance, but I've got to buy it for my people, which will then put me out of business, and I can't compete against businesses that get waivers. Huh? The whole thing is unconstitutional. But this is big breaking news. More of your calls, and we'll continue along this line. Big breaking news on that front. Stay with us.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499 9-24-18. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, I want to try to hurry up and get to more of your calls. Vincent, Candy, Gary, Toby, Mark, and others. But briefly, your order, getting it well before Christmas, is guaranteed if you get it in by Friday. by the 17th coming up. Most people will still get it if your order is in by Monday the 20th, but it's not guaranteed. Okay, so if you want to give the gift of truth and support this broadcast, if you believe in the work we're doing, you can get the Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, boy, is this important, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, and Endgame. Five films for $24.95. Five films for $24.95. That's less than $5 a piece for our five best-selling films. We end up losing money on this because we sell a lot of these, but people would already buy these videos regardless, even if they were $19.95. But I want these under the Christmas tree, in the stocking, given to your friends and family. So buy a bunch of these and get your Christmas shopping done. Don't fight the crowds. Don't go deep into debt. And support this radio transmission, Infowars.com. We've got a lot of other Christmas and holiday specials at Infowars.com. And, of course, right up to Christmas Day and Christmas Day, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, sign up, create a username and passcode, and then give it to your friends and family. You know, send them an e-card or write it in a card and say, here's your membership to PrisonPlanet.tv. It takes about 60 seconds to sign up. It's $5.95 a month. Or get a year membership in the month of December and get over 5 months free. You pay for 6.7 months. You get the other 5.3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. And there's so much on PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're just adding more and more original content, the live video streams, the archives, my book, Paul Watson's book, almost 7 years of material at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to say Merry Christmas to all the supporters who are PrisonPlanet.tv members. I just want to, and everybody else, tell you thank you so much for your support. We couldn't do it without you. PrisonPlanet.tv, take advantage of that year-end special. Toby in Arizona, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Actually, I'm in Amarillo, Texas, but that's fine.
They told me Arizona. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. I just want to thank you, first of all, for all the information that you do have out there. I found it just priceless as far as what I've learned.
How are you listening to us, Toby, in Arizona? I mean, in Texas, in Amarillo.
Actually, I watch on PrisonPlanet.tv. I just got my subscription earlier this month.
Well, thank you, sir, for the support. Go ahead.
I had a question for you. You know, my demographic or my situation, you know, financially, whatever, is pretty poor as standards go. And, you know, how does a family like mine protect themselves from all the tyranny that's going on? Like, my wife went to Denver just this last weekend and went through that body scanner machine, and then they pulled her aside in front of everybody, not the little glass cage, but just pulled her aside and, you know, exposed, you know, her private parts.
Yeah, they now do that. They run you through the scanner and grope you, and all I've ever seen is it being done to women because they know women submit, and it's, I guess they're getting the women in the scans first. It's horrible. I mean, I don't know what you do. In America, my great crew member, employee, Michelle, 5-6 weeks ago, she flew back to Austin from Denver, and a man grabbed her between the crotch, grabbed her breast in America, and then they tried to have a man grab her 20-month-old baby and her 8-year-old girl, and she said, well, have a woman do it. But, I mean, now they're going to be in the stores. They've got billboards going up saying, spy on your neighbor. I mean, we've got a government trying to set up a Nazi Germany, and I don't know what we do. I mean, I say stand up against it, speak out against it, say no. What do you think we do? I mean, Toby, in Amarillo, Texas, we take our state legislatures back. We get control of the federal government. We abolish the Federal Reserve. I mean, we got to get rid of these criminals of government. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you briefly to see if you've got a counterpoint to that. Then we'll go to Gary, Mark, Vincent, Candy, and others. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.